Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Winspiration, the way to the essential. On UK Health Radio, Winspiration brings wisdom and information for an extraordinary future. Together, we can shape the world we want to live in. So let's get real and create the idea. Be extraordinary. Welcome to another episode of Winspiration Radio. I welcome you to a special session. Today, it's you and me again, and I want to share something. It's like a story, it's like a manuscript of a book. It's a combined idea from why we love our shit to an extraordinary future. It was a few years ago, it was before COVID, and I did a workshop in London, three-day workshop, and we called it at that time The Power of Purpose. And it was 3 days really about understanding how our brain works and what kind of matrix we live, kind of illusion, fantasies, how we find our true self and how to create from the inside out. I had someone there at the workshop who was really making a lot of notes, because sometimes in the workshop just comes out of the blue something through me. It's like partly like channeling. And I wonder what I say, because I say it's the first time. So it was really interesting having someone who is recording everything. And afterwards, we had the idea, let's make a book out of this. So this person who made all the notes then took the time and created the first raw draft of a book. And in the process is something, the way how you find out what you really, really want. And it's a very interesting process, because everybody now says, oh, I know what I want. But if they go through the process, 15 minutes, 30 minutes later, it's a big aha, because they realize, oh, my true inner self wants something totally different. I don't share here at the moment how the process is. Maybe we come in another session to it. But these big ahas, being half an hour ago, really, really convinced, ready to fight for something, what they just 30 minutes later realize, it's not what I truly want. And that, what they really, really wanted, is not really in the calendar. There's no time for it. And that was really a wow moment for all the participants. And we created then later also the process, finding a special sentence for different areas in your life, what you really is, your main goals, and even the super main goal for your life, what you really, really want to see change, what is your gift and what you bring in the world. And this process, especially to remember all the different goals and different areas like family, body, finances, and so on, and we created a sentence so that you can memorize it. So we call it the life sentence. Because the first time I had this process, I had it in Germany, and in German is life, just life, and then comes just for the grammatical work, sentence. And so in the German world, life sentence is just, okay, that is a sentence for my life. That's why we translated it easily in the English world, but then realizing, ooh, especially also my background lawyer, life sentence has a different meaning. Whoa, that has really a different meaning. Your sentence for lifelong living in prison. Wow. But after the first shock, we said, wow, this is it. It is, yes, that's what happened. And when I asked Bob Proctor what he thinks about the title, he says, yeah, that is good, because if your true self is clear, your essence, this is the whole life. So that is really for every day in your life, and maybe also for the time after you left the body. But for most people, they create a kind of persona. They create an idea of themselves. Like people say, I am a lawyer, I am this and this, or that's me, I can't do different. So they get an idea, what they created themselves, but they're not really aware that they created their persona, their ego themselves, and then they identify with it. And this identification, you only can keep up if you say, I can't change. And all these identifications were so clear what they want, and after they could, through an interesting process, let their inner true self speak, there was something totally different. But most people don't do this process, so they live with these, I call it identification. But if you identify with something what you are not, it's a kind of suicide, because the true self is not living. And therefore, if you see just your image, what you created, that is really being in prison. And this way or the other, it is a kind of life sentence. So that's why we always thought we need to bring out this idea and the whole process in a book. And we worked on it, and then we got already quite a good manuscript. But then COVID came. And with all the fear the people had, and then you have life sentence ideas and being in prison and identifying with something and not seeing the true self, people were too afraid to really get this idea, or at least we maybe were too afraid to bring it on the market. And so we said, okay, no, it's not the right time to do it. And somehow we forgot about it. And just recently, we found the manuscript again. It popped up again. And we get the feeling the time is right. So we will work on it. And I have next week also with a publisher a meeting. We'll see if we self-publish this or give it in other hands. So this is just a story how this was done. And there are different chapters. And the first chapter is why we love our shit. And that's why, you understand, but this was why we love our shit. That was the first chapter. And in the COVID time, it was not really good. At least we felt it's not really good to start with that. But why is it that we humans, and statistics says 96-97% are really focusing more on their drama, on their shit, and not working to understand the world better, themselves better, looking for truth, and really planning their life? Harvard University study says only 3% are doing this, having clear written goals. So, and I did a lot of workshops in my life with hundreds of people, thousands of people, and always realized they keep up somehow their fantasy of themselves. And everybody told me when I asked them, what do you think? Are you really living your full potential already? Or do you feel or even know, well, there could be more, I could do better? I guess I had 100% yes. Everybody. And I guess you, when you reflected, you also can say, yeah, sure, there are a lot of things I know I could do better. Sometimes maybe you don't know how to do better, but I guess you feel also, yes, there is so much more in me. But why are we not really going for it? So in the first chapter, we talk about why we love our shit. And it is simple that we live in a society, or just historically seen, our brain is not made for truth. Our brain is trained for survival. Just the physical survival. That was most important in the last thousands of years. And we are the first time in history of this planet, really, that the majority of people had the chance to really step out of this survival mood, the physical survival mood, and start thinking, what is it what I do want to accomplish? What is it what humanity is all about? And it's not just now hunting and getting food. We have enough food. We have even enough money. Maybe we have distribution problems, but it's man-made. It's all there. But most people live in poverty. Most people are not healthy. And I guess you can see it also, whatever country you're living in. I grew up in Germany, so it's my main, reflection point when you see it there. People, if they meet in the evening or whatever, and you can look out today in social medias, there's hype or it's just drama, conspiracy theories, everything. Energy is so much on things they don't want. They don't really want, but they focus on it. They're talking about it. When my dad was 86 or so, he got a stroke. So I visited him also in a rehab station. And just in the elevator, there were other people there, and they were talking about their sickness. I had this problem. Oh, you had this problem. And in the waiting rooms of doctors, they mainly talk about what kind of problems they have, thickness they have. They are not talking, hey, when I'm out here, I will do this. I'm looking for that. And that is really interesting. Maybe you heard about Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl was in the concentration camps, and he observed also a lot why people survived the camp and why not. And thought mainly those survived who had a reason to survive. That when I'm out, I do this. When I'm out, I'm doing that. Or I need. Mom needed to see the kids or whatever. So is there a kind of need that your true self is living? But we are living in a society, we all grew up in a society where we have most experienced homes, the first years where they told us how to behave, what to do, and not really the support of the inner true self. Like I said, I was born as an apple in a parent family, and all there was thinking how to get it, this newborn to a good parent. And they sent me to a parent kindergarten and asked me all the time what the parent neighbors should think of me. It was not that they said, not simply we have a kid. No, we have the responsibility. Let's check what kind of fruit arrived and how we can support this new arrival to be the best version of himself. And then we go to school and all whatever, and even in companies, they say, we never did this like this, you have to behave like this. And the whole education system is also that we function as employees. So we always were trained to fit in and not really supported. And as humans, we come too early on planet Earth. We are born too early. We are not really full fit yet. And we're dependent, really, really dependent on the parents and on elderlies. Like if you see a young horse, it comes out of the mom and is shaking a little bit and then is running around. The same with wheels and everything. Just the human needs months until the brain is developed and so on. And when I say the brain needs to be developed, this is also a time where you really can program the kid, because the newborn baby can't really reject thoughts from others, needs to accept, because the subconscious is there to accept. As a good part, when we talk about survival, that you can program, where to be careful of. But we get all the other habits from other people as well. And when we choose our survival strategy, this is like locking in beliefs, locking in programs with a special frequency. And later, when we're adults and not so dependent anymore that parents feed us, we can organize our food ourselves, etc. We still have the program. It's like the computer. If you have a program, you only can solve topics, problems, what the software is. But there is not an education system that says, now you're coming this grade, let's adjust the program. No, they're not changing the program. They maybe fill up on top some information, but it's not changing the being. And then we learn mostly in school how to have the right answer. We are not trained for good questions. And as we don't have good questions, we can't question how we function. And then the parent says very early, you are a bad boy. You are a loving God. You are intelligence. You are, you are, you are, you are. And they're not really making the difference, because you are always okay. I will always love you, but your behavior I don't like. So when we are trained that there is not a difference between being and doing, and the parents or teachers and everybody is mixing it, and saying, "Yo, Wolfgang, you are disturbing boy. You are really not able to concentrate." But it's all the being, the being, the being. And so we have a hard time to really understand that we are a huge potential and that we can decide ourselves what we do and how we do it. In life, it's not about finding us, it's defining us. And we do it then subconsciously. And when you understand also the, say in English words we'd call people, the person, the persona. And this word persona comes from the old Greeks. And there was in a theater, there were masks, and there was a persona. The persona was a mask. So which persona are you playing today? And this is so, so important to understand that we every day could do something new, define as new, experience something. Like kids, they don't have a memory. Every day is just a new, interesting day. So much fun to explore. If the memory and the idea, I am, we create this idea, that's me. I look in a mirror, that's me. So in every day we repeat this and we create this identification. And it's for sure wrong because we're identifying us with a persona, a mask, with an illusion. And when we are so trained, focus on the problems. Like in school, I experienced when we had whatever a test to write, the teacher marked what was wrong, never what was right. So from all sides, people said, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. And yes, I know I did the same thing with employees, this is wrong, this is wrong, and not really focusing so much on the good stuff. And that's what part I gave up the lawyer profession, because it was always thinking, where is here the trick, how you trick someone, you're not allowed to say the truth. And our subconscious can't decide what is real and what's not real. That's a beauty that we can program as easily, but the problem is we live then in an illusion. And so we will focus on drama. In the news, drama, drama, drama. One accident somewhere on planet Earth, if it's a bus, a plane, and not mentioning at the same time how many people had a happy landing, safe landing, was on time home, could meet the family again. It's like in COVID, gosh, where we're focusing on the 0.00 who had really severe problems, but most of the people had not problems. So, but everybody was dealing with the problem, the fear. And this creates special chemistry in our body. And we are all kind of drug addicted. Yeah, some need heroin or whatever drug, and then we call them addicted. But to have a special feeling of emotions, you need inner chemistry. And to create a persona for a special type, you need to create a chemistry, an inside chemistry, that you can live this persona. It's not aware, and society is not blaming it as addicted, because they want you to function. And in my book, Better the Whole World Against Me Than My Soul, I wrote, they only blame the others who gets using drugs, and they call it addicted, because these drugs are sold somewhere on the street and the government doesn't get taxes on it. If you see liquor where they get a lot of taxes on it, they are not really going after it. How many millions of people are really addicted and suffering and costing society so much money? So we have the main focus on what we don't want. In law of attraction, you get more of what you don't want. And This is a big problem. That is the first chapter, why we love our shit. To explain it, to see it, and ideally get a bit aware of it. Before we come to the next chapter, let's make a break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
The next chapter is a big illusion. I just mentioned that the subconscious can't decide what is real and what is not real. We are made for thousands of years, like I said, for survival. Truth is not important. So we just needed to focus, okay, is there danger? Is there no danger? Is there danger? Is there no danger? So not what is real, real. And like we live all in kind of fantasies. And when we get a belief and we talk to us, then we easily believe what we're saying to us, because the subconscious can't check is it real or not real. And if we are not consciously doing it, check before I want to put something in my computer software, before I want to put a new program in, I want to check if it's serving me to come closer to the truth. We don't do this. We live mainly in assumption. Everything we have assumption. Every day we decide if we do ideas, decisions. What is our assumption? What happens next week? What happens next year? And listen now, if it's artificial intelligence or the news, they always warning this and this. Political parties say, oh, if you vote for them, that and that will happen. Everything, everybody is working with fantasies. And maybe you remember the Maya calendar, and then the world will end. How many stories we had already that the world will end? No, nothing is happening. But we are running from one fantasy to the other. In workshops, I often used the example of 9/11. Most people know or heard about 9/11. A lot of people know exactly where they were when they got the information of 9/11, because it was really, for the whole world, a strong emotional impact, so that people can remember, like when Diana died in Paris. But if it was Diana, was it just an accident because they had too much liquor, alcohol, the driver was drunk? Was that the reason? Conspiracies, were they chasing, was this murder, whatever. Millions of people around the world made up their mind, but they were not there, and they're not investigated, really. They easily take about, and if you open and not really reflecting, you sit in front of the TV, you hear something, and it goes directly in your subconscious. That's how it worked with the fear in the COVID time. 9/11 is very interesting for me, because I guess everybody got also there. Is it the planes flying in, and that's why the towers broke down? Or was it another way of demolition, these buildings? And people have an opinion. And I saw that people really fighting for their opinion, but never ever really checked. And this is simple things. When I look how many people are poor, they keep up the fantasy that they can't get money, that they're not in money, or the fantasy that the rich people are all bad and hoarding the money and not giving it. But the problem is not there is never a lack of money, it's a lack of ideas. And people don't understand money and how to build wealth or how you increase your income. They're totally different things. And they can easily think Elon Musk with 200 billion should give us a billion, 100 billions. Yes, too much. But it's just a, a kind of value statement. He doesn't have the 200 billions in cash. So that's so interesting. He can give you the factory, but then, how can you run a factory? Do you really make something out of it? He is creating wealth with the factories, the cars, and changing the world. It's so much different. But okay, that was just a sidekick. I'd like to share, and we have this in the chapter Illusion, the story. Just imagine, it's like on the farm, they had those kind of, just let's call it a pond, and bigger, often not that big, sometimes made from concrete. But here, for my example, it isn't like a pond, but full of shit. All the shit from humans, animals, went in there. And most people live, like I said, they love their shit. They're standing in the middle of the shit, like being in this pond. And the level of shit goes to their chin. But in front of them, there is a big screen, and they can watch soap operas and everything. So you're just watching there and not really moving. And that's how a lot of people live. They live in the drama, they live in their shit, and then they watch soap operas where they maybe see, oh, other people have the same problems, or theirs even worse than mine, and not using their valuable lifetime to change something. So just imagine this is it's a big, 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 and you don't see the edge. You see a lot of screens, you see a lot of heads looking just out of the shit, and yeah, standing there and hoping for the next show. And now you get the idea, I want to change something. So the normal thing is you ask someone, hey, there must be somewhere the edge that we can get out of it. There must be somewhere at the end that there was something different that we can go out of it. But you will experience it's not so easy to get people, hey, yeah, interesting idea, let's go out of it. No, they said, no. You know, you can't see here the ground. I'm so happy that I'm standing on the ground with my 2 feet, and I know exactly the shit goes just to the chin, but I can breathe, and we have a TV here, everything is warm and fine. Nah. But you know, when we go, we don't see the ground, there might be a hole, and jambob, and when I go in the hole, the shit goes over my head. No. I like to be here. Yeah, that is what we most experience, that the people hold you in the situation. But you says, okay, then I need to go alone. And you walk, and so far it's fine, and then you come to the edge to have the possibility now to climb out. Before you climb out, you turn back and shout, hey, here is the end. Here is ends of shit, and here you can climb out. Hey, come here. Guess how many will come? At least in the story, nobody is coming. So you need to go out yourself. But if you go out, and when you go out, and you stand now a little bit higher, so everybody can see you, and you can see down to them where they're all in deep shit, and watching their soap operas. And he says, hey, here, I'm the proof, I'm out. Do you think they will come directly? My experience, not. There must be an example, whatever it is, always an exception of the rule, but in general, nobody comes. And one reason is, you forgot to look in the mirror, because there was no mirror yet. But if you come, after a while, out of deep shit, how do you look? You still look like shit. You smell like shit. And so it's also not so easy for the others to believe it. And you will experience, if you then turn the back to the pond and go over, let's get shower, get new clothes and everything, then you will experience it takes a while that the old smell is gone. I once, when I was a student, were in deep in the coal mine, really deep, on my knees, crawling through the coal mine, and it was the dust, the black dust. And when I came out, I was really black guy. But we showered there at the place and get in our normal dress, so we looked somehow normal. But a week later, when I showered at home, a week later, suddenly I saw, oh, what is that? Dark spots. There was still coal coming out of me because I inhaled it, so it came out, so it stuck in the body, was something in the nose, was something in the ear, or wherever. So that is a normal thing. That is not just a decision in your head and you're clean, so that you really need to walk out of the shit. The decision can be very instant and your frequency can change. But the material outside, or your material side, body and so on, that might change for a while. It takes a while that it changes, really. So that's why we also need to accept that people love the shit, because they're in the frequency with people who are the same. And when you go out and change your frequency, you're on a totally different frequency. It's like in the radio, someone hears this music, someone else hears the other music. And most people don't understand that it's just so simple to change a frequency on the radio and getting different music. So the importance is, so if we want to help people, that they change the frequency. But it's extremely, extremely difficult. And the illusion, we're coming back also to the identification, that the people don't realize what is identity and what is identification. Those who stay in the shit, they stay with their identification. You who went out, showered, got rid of looking like being one of those in the pond, you started also an inner process. You changed your frequency. You created a different persona. And on the way, maybe you're even ready to really find yourself. And that is for thousands of years what it says. The first step is to really meet yourself, see yourself, who you really are. The strengths, the weaknesses, just the truth. And from there, you can build anything. There is no limitation, really. But if you have an identification, for sure, there is limitation. So one of the big illusion topics is the limitations. Because of the wrong beliefs of these identification, it's an identification with limitation. And if the identification with limitations is there, you can't get out. You're trapped. It is like someone said, how to get out of the box, unfortunately, is written on the outside. And that's why people need help from the outside to reflect, to show them the illogical thing and so on. And those who escaped the pond, who changed, you can't help them. It doesn't help them to pull them out. It's like people who can't handle money. If you give them money, you bring them more in debt. They are not really ready to deal with money, really. And but those who are outside can help them, well, just be an example of always sharing it is possible, always sharing it is possible, and have the understanding that those in shit, fear, are just using their brain wrong. Some may be, like we said, there is a point of no return. Some may be have a brain that's not possible anymore. But for most, we know modern sciences, in even in old age, you can create new brain cells, new synapses. You can create new muscles. You can really change if you truly want. And so the second chapter is about this big illusion that we have assumption how the world should be, or we see it, and we only see the world depending on our paradigms and our assumptions. Let's make a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay, okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So the first chapter was why we love our shit, and then the big illusion. And then comes this chapter, I call it just the overdraft thinking. Because my history also, after I studied and had my exam and building the law office, and I wanted more and more, a bigger office, more flats, next company. I worked with a bank and always got loans. And it was more. So I got used to work with loans. And then the next step and the next step. So for a lot of years, I had always quite a big amount of loans. And nothing against, and you have Kiyosaki saying, yeah, you should have, there is really a good debt if you really use it, and then inflation eats your debt, so that it can be really good with debt. But in this case, it was just the habit that everything what I was building, I needed a credit first, and then we had a loan first, and then went for it. And later on, is where did it come from that I had always a focus in overdraft? Why do I need the minus? Where am I looking for? And then I realized it started very early for me, just playing outside. And mommy said, oh, you can stay outside till 5 o'clock. So we started to, how much time is left? How much time is left? In school, how much time is left? How much time is left? When does the bell ring? How much time is left? So we were always focusing, how much is left? How much time do we still have? And then I had my first bank account and got money for the months, or money on the bank account. And my thinking was always, can I spend this? How much is left? Is there still something to spend? And then people will say, okay, the month is longer than the money. And so, listen, if you take the money part and you see account, most people look down, if you use the right word, to the zero. How much is there when I'm at zero? Or when they're allowed to overdraw the account, what is that the limit? And that's what I had. When do I get the next possibility to get a loan from the bank and overdraft, with overthinking, how much is there? And this was so my habit. And it's the same with my fitness. I said, what can I do? How many meters I can go, what it is and this. I do, and when I couldn't really move anymore, it started because I compensated with the big stress. I got more and more kilos, and I had a hard time in buying my shoes. And so I thought, okay, then I buy slippers. So I always made my life in this way easier. And it was a problem because I didn't solve the problem. The real problem. It's like working on the symptoms. So, and then one day, it really was chock. It sounds so simple and somehow so funny. But if you really go into it, go back to the bank account, and if you also used to, how much money is there still? Can I still pay this? Do I have enough for the next invoice or whatever? Then you have an emotion to that. Like we said before, we have inner chemistry for that, to be a person like that. But one moment, it really hit me hard. What if I turn around and just see the bank account. On the other side, in the other direction of the bank, there is no limit. There is no limit. Did you ever hear a banker calling you, so sorry, there's too much money on the bank account, we need to open up another one? Never, ever. There is no limit for one bank account. Only in one direction. There is the bottom, and this is a limit, or you can the overdraft. And then the other is, wow. And it sounds, like I said, so simple. But the moment I really, really felt it in my cells, wow, if I turn this around, if I change my inner programming in the other direction, wow, then there is no limit for money. And then it's not about money. It is also, how happy can I be? Is there a limit on happiness? No. But I had it before. Okay, this movie is this time. How long can I stay with my girlfriend or this? When do I need to do that then again? Da, da, da. I created also the limits on happiness. And I explained just with my fitness. I created limitations on my fitness. I was shrinking my fitness and supporting my weaknesses with different shoes or different other possibilities to support. Glasses also. I don't need to train my eyes, just take glasses. There's a lot of things you can do. But if you turn it around, is there really a limit on fitness? Who knows? Nobody knows yet. And I had also a limitation on lifespan. How old could I be? You see, most people think 70 or 80, that is old. And they look at the average lifespan, and then they fix in their head the number of average. But to have an average lifespan from 80, that means someone died at 1, someone died at 10, someone died at 20, and someone with 100, and someone with 120. But we are so programmed on the average. So if we get out of this, out of all the limitations, and then it changes. The moment you start, what if I can fill my bank account now and never, never need to look in the other direction? What if the rest of my life I'm increasing my happiness level? I don't need to look in the other direction. And what if, depending how old you are today, I'm now 71, so what if I live another 50 years? What if, it's a super question to change things in your life, like Mandela did. When he was in prison and saw it first, he never came out. He never comes out. Then one day he got this idea, what if one day they allow me to leave the prison? I will be free again. With the what if question, he started, and he was asked, what did you do the 27 years in prison? I prepared myself, he said. So the moment I was thinking, now, what if I get another 50 years? So every day is preparing for being 100 or 120. And not preparing for the average, the limitation. Not preparing, how do I handle my overdraft? No. And law of attraction, you know, you get more where your energy is going, where your emotion is going, where your vibration is going. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. So that was a big, big, big shift for me. And getting out of these, or at first realizing these overdraft thinking, and that I was not really focusing every area of my life, that there is no limit, infinite possibilities. And that is so huge. That's why the next chapter in the book is about the 180 degree turnaround. It is like a bank account. We need to look 180 degrees in a different direction. Turn around. And that is something I really like you to reflect in all areas of your life. If it's happiness, is this health, is this money, is this wealth, is this fitness, whatever is your business, are you focusing on the limitations? Do you have a created persona? That's me, and that's why my business can't grow. I am the business. No. You are limitless potential. That's a true self. But you can create in your head the box. Like I said, to get out of the box is written outside, some people say. But then we had the idea, let's destroy the box and use the material for something else, for something better. But the real clue is to understand there is no box. You created the box in your fantasy because you love the shit. Because if you realize there is no limitation, everything is possible to get more and a better life, then you can't be in the drama anymore. You need to change your chemistry, frequency. But the truth is, there is no limit besides the limits you fantasize. And if you see this and turn everything around and say, wow, what if we go now for the unlimited potential in health and fitness and happiness? Latest now, you get the idea, the best is yet to come. So be inspired, reflect it, use it, and create the life you really want. There is no limitation. See you or hear you next time. This was another episode of Winspiration, Wisdom and Information to support you getting out of illusions, false identifications, limiting beliefs. We all have the power and potential to be more, do more, have more, give more. Reality is what is possible in the universe, and the best is yet to come. If you want to dive deeper into possibilities of creating the extraordinary future, go to winspiration.global or to wolfgangsonnenburg.com. More information and some free downloads like the email program Dream Goals Reality or a copy of the book The Best Is Yet to Come can be found on the UK Health Radio website under the Listen on Demand and Presenters section. Join us again next week on the Winspiration Show for more wisdom and information to create your extraordinary future.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.